Wait, well, because like Geekly Squad like gets like glam, right? Before
Yeah.
ever like filming every episode, I guess.
Yeah.
So this is our version of glam. Zoom filter.
That's freaking hilarious.
That is absolute joke. We're still in our Pavo state. We have to. What? Are those your
Oh,
notes?
yeah.
Holy, holy cannoli. Wait, sound wise, we're yeah, okay, we're good. Dude, that's a lot of notes. I feel like I barely have notes.
That's okay. You have
But
a
I
better
still have
memory
like a
than me.
ton. I mean, I still have a ton to talk about, as always.
Yeah. I mean, we have Traders and Vanderpump and Summer House.
That's true. I think we should do an introduction of like to the folks on the
Why? Because it's been 2 weeks.
phone. No, because we started recording and we didn't say welcome
Oh,
back.
no. I was just between me and you. We
You're
were
not gonna
just
keep
gabbing.
that.
No, we're just gabbing.
No, you should totally keep it. It's funny. I think you
You're
should
not
keep
making
all
my
of
editing
this.
life harder.
Keep all of
We're
this.
literally just talking about what we're gonna talk about. We can just say it
It's
again.
literally authentic. Just keep it. Why don't you like the authenticity?
I like the authenticity. I don't like when I gotta start rearranging a bunch of different clips.
You'll be fine. You're smart. You're an artist. Come on. Giggly Squad supports women in the arts. Give them
All
something to
right, well,
support.
should we say hi to our friends? I know that we're talking to them. We're not even addressing them. That's rude.
You should kick it off.
Now you guys can see what happens every time. Jazz always tells me, you should kick it off. And then I'll do it like 3 times in a row. And then the fourth time, she's like, okay, I guess you did kick it off last time. It's like, yeah, I kicked
I
it off.
kicked it off last time.
I know, but I kick
So
it
you
off
want me to
every other
kick
time.
it off? You just do such a good job.
Well, we're already here, you know?
We'll do whatever you want to do. You're right. I'm wrong.
We'll kick it off right now. Hey guys, we're kicking it off right now. Welcome back to Two Broads.
Talking Bravo, another episode of chaos between the two of
Orange, you
us.
glad we're back?
Yeah, it has been a minute since we've recorded. Where have you been,
Yeah, well,
man? Why are
you
you
know what?
laughing?
We I don't know, you're funny.
Oh, I thought you were laughing because I was gonna say something and didn't
What were you
say
gonna
it.
say? How was
My
I supposed to
favorite.
read your mind?
Because you
You
always read
said
my mind. You're really good
okay.
at it. Like, you're very
That's
good at
true.
it. It's really
That is
spooky.
true.
Yeah. My favorite Mr. G quote that is inappropriate to
I
say, no one
oh
will understand
yeah.
it.
We've sworn so many times. You have sworn so many times on this pod
Not the
already. You can
first.
say bitch.
Okay, not the
Oh, the
first.
second.
The
Oh,
second part.
okay. Yeah, the second part we're not saying. Well, if you know the
Yeah.
second part of the "Where have you been, bitch?" quote, you're laughing along with us, and
No,
you get why
seriously,
we can't say it.
where have you been? Like,
Where have you been? Where have you been?
how's boxing? Do you have fun?
Yeah, it was really fun when I pull up, and I literally just remember as I'm pulling up
You really
that
didn't know it was an hour?
I knew it was an hour. I just forgot.
So you didn't know it was an hour.
I didn't know it was an hour. Well, I know the Wednesday
Well,
at 5:45 was an hour. I just haven't done it in a while. So I just show
yeah.
up.
That's like
I had
low-key
plenty of time to
why
think about it.
I missed it on purpose. Well, because originally the plan was to skip the work event and go to just Watertown and like play it by ear, whether I take a class or just go to the gym, because I was like, I'm way too tired. I don't want to do an hour class. And I knew we were going to record. So I was like, I just don't want to overdo it. And
Yeah.
then, yeah. So when you said you didn't know it was an hour, I was like chuckling. I was like,
honestly, it was fine though. It's probably better that I didn't know it was an hour, because then it's not like
well,
in
yeah,
your head, do I
you just
go,
do it,
don't
yeah.
go, you know? So I showed up, and it's honestly not that bad. I mean, it is 4 more rounds, but once you're there, you're just
Woo!
like, here I am.
I know. I have to be mentally ready for that. Like tomorrow, I gotta tell myself I'll double up, which is a lot more rounds. But I just gotta take the pre-workout and not think about it and just show up.
Yeah,
Just let it
for
ride.
sure. Yeah, I
Well,
think it's harder when you have one class and then a break and then the other rather than like all the rounds in a row, you know, just bang them out.
Oh no, it's gonna be hard. Like, I'm totally gonna go back and forth a lot. But that's why it's so important to have a good night's sleep, because then you function so much better the next day. Last night, Mon and I had a wild Tuesday. Haven't Rajay that hard in a while. I think I also felt like Rajaying because I really didn't do anything this weekend besides hanging out with you. That was it. I was alone the whole weekend. It was incredible.
True. True. Yeah. So you had it like pent up and you were ready to rumble when Tuesday night came.
I just got excited to see my friends, and I think it's a problem. I think when we like we meaning not us, like our like genuine like the bigger group, I feel like whenever we don't see each other for a really long time, we get too excited.
No, totally. And it's not even like a really long time. It's
I know.
like through 2.5, 3, maybe
No, but
like
we
it's
haven't been like all together though in like genuine really long time, because Steph's been gone the last like 4 weekends, and then Laura's been traveling as well for the last 5 weekends. We've all hung out with each other like separately, but we haven't been together in like a while.
that's true, I guess, yeah. But we had a lot of margaritas. Our server was just
Yeah.
like she knew what everyone liked too, like spicy with tahini, house with sugar, cocoa. Like she just for the new rounds, she knew exactly what people were getting, and I didn't
She's
even see the
great.
bill, but do you know how many margaritas we got
So
total?
I had four. Molly had four. Steph had three. Laura, I think, had three, and I think you had three.
Yeah.
I don't know about Suze and Erica. So what's the math there? Four,
Erica didn't have
eight,
any
three times three,
margs.
nine. We're at 17. If Suze had two, we're at 19. Let's assume Suze had 2 to 3. So we're at 20. 20 margaritas ordered on a Tuesday.
Between 5 people. Yeah. That's an average. Oh no, we were 7 and then Erica wasn't. Okay, so between 6 people. Okay, that's.
Yeah. Well, she got like a little drink, but yeah,
Yeah, but no marks.
the vibes were good. You know, it was Taco Tuesday for the Boston folks. Tuesdays at Loco, they do half off tacos, slaps.
Yeah, it's the closest thing to happy hour we get in Boston.
So sad. Maybe it's a good thing we
I know.
don't have happy hour because we go kind of crazy without it. So,
No, I mean, I think now as adults we'd be fine with happy hour. I think if there's happy
would
hour when you, I mean, like it's during weekdays,
Yeah, that's
so
true. That's
like
true.
I think when we were new grads, we were going out on weekdays a lot more than we do now.
You know what they should
And
do? You know how the drinking age is 21, and they obviously did it on purpose because of the reckless teenagers out there. They should make happy hour like 25 and you have to be like 27 and above or something like that. Because then that way it pretty much appeals to working adults. And to your point, it's a weekday. We're all working. So we're not going to go like that crazy because we all have to work the next day.
I love that idea. I think you got to write to Congress like
I was like,
tomorrow.
who do we pitch it
I
to?
don't even know if Congress is like, if
Who
it's
passes this
statewide or like
bill?
nationwide. Who gave
I
us the
mean,
right
it's
to vote? I mean, me.
who's the people that, yeah, you have the right to vote.
Sorry.
You can make a
I meant
change.
us like.
I can't vote. Green card holders can't vote.
Because she's been in prison 4 times.
Dude,
Start the rumor.
I'm the least likely person to be in prison. I mean, look at me. Are you kidding me? How would I end up in prison? What is a hypothetical situation where I could potentially be in
Oh,
prison?
I have the perfect one. You're Uber
Okay.
home drunk, you fall asleep in the Uber. You get the Uber drives you home and he turns around to wake you up and you accidentally like hit him because he woke you up.
I won't end up in jail for that. It's funny you did say that though, because I did fall asleep in my Uber. Not last night. It was a different time. I think it was like 2 weeks ago or whenever, like whenever I last left the house. I think after Lexi's dinner, I fell asleep in my Uber and she woke me up.
Oh my gosh, see? I have the right idea.
Yeah, but how
That's
do I end up in
hilarious.
jail from hitting them? You don't end up in jail for like accidentally assaulting someone of self-defense.
Well, it's not
I might have to
self-defense.
pay like a fine, but I won't end up in like prison.
I don't know laws. This is not a law podcast.
Well, the reason why I was just brought that up because in Vanderpump, this episode, Katie Maloney,
I like that.
Katie Maloney, right? Right? Whatever. Katie said that she was a man in a previous life, and that's why she has big dick energy. And I kind of sat there and I was like, do I have big dick energy? And I was like, nah. I'm literally more.
No.
I have little baby energy. I'm too nice.
You have like
Too
Funkle
charm.
energy, you know?
I have grandpa energy. Big grandpa energy.
That's, yeah, you're a big abuelo energy. The
See, how am I supposed to
golfing,
end up
the
in
going to the
jail?
club for lunch, the falling asleep in the car on your way home.
Take a little
Grandpa's gonna
nap on
still
the
go to jail.
couch.
People forget that.
What would you be going to jail for if you were to ever go to jail?
Oh, I know for sure at some point in my life, like, I'm going to damage my car from an accident because there's a dog walking down the street and I have to look. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I cannot not look. Like, I will risk my car to look at the dog, and it's worth it to me. So
You're
something
so
along those
insane.
lines.
That's very
Yeah.
valid. I love that you said that because yesterday I literally made a giant detour of my walk. I was like 3 minutes away and then I saw this super cute dog. He was like in a vest and he was so floofy. And I just literally put my phone down, just kept staring at the dog and I just kept walking and I was walking behind the dog. And then I look at my maps and it's like, you are 10 minutes away now. And I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, just made a giant detour because I was following this dog.
That's hilarious. I don't blame you.
Dogs are so cute. You just can't.
And people forget when they have dogs, so obviously like they're used to them, but when you don't have a dog like regularly in your life and then you see one, it's just like, "Oh my God." Like I remember being in college and you'd see like a dog on campus and everyone goes crazy because we haven't seen a dog in like weeks. You know, like it's just oh, the best.
They're a gift from God. That's
Yeah, truly.
it.
They really are. What did you think about the episode of Vanderpump last night?
Well, I just caught up, so I didn't watch it last night.
Well, it aired last night.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was really good. I thought this episode was really My brain is like loading very slowly right now.
That's okay.
This is what happens when you work in corporate America. Don't do it, kids. If you're
I
still in
know.
college, don't
Oh,
do
Margaritas.
it. What's that song? Give me one
Give me one
margarita, one in my
margarita.
head. Give me two margaritas. I don't know the lyrics. No, I thought the episode was really good. Like, I was like, holy shit. Like, the fact that Lala and Katie just went at it during their astrology class, where they were all at like Allie's house doing like an astrology learning from her. And just Lala and Katie are going at it like bulldogs. And I think it was so funny where Lala goes, look, I'm really sorry. I can be aggressive sometimes. Why don't you just look at my birth chart? Okay. Like, it says it all here.
Was really good. That
I
was
would be
really
like
good.
a shell of a human, though, if anyone spoke to me like that. Like, just so aggressive and just literally like bulldog, like, whoo, whoo, whoo. You know, like, I was just literally just, I think I was just faint and die.
I know.
I'm so
They're
happy our
very
friend group.
confrontational.
Oh my God. And like,
But like normal friend groups don't do that, you know? Like they and
yeah, they
Lala
definitely
has
do
said
it for
this
the
herself.
show.
Yeah, she says that they don't like do anything they wouldn't do on the show because it is their lives. They just, you know, play it up a little bit. Like, I mean, she also naturally does get really angry, so like I don't even know if she's doing that for the show, honestly.
I don't know, but that was just like so intense. I literally
I
was like,
know.
oh my God. I think this episode had a lot of drama though. Like the fact that like I don't know. What does your notes say? Read me your
Yes.
notes and then I'll
So
think of stuff.
we're opposite note takers. Granted, I did watch these after the margaritas yesterday, but I would literally just like voice note and have it type it, like just a full like paragraph. But okay,
Holy
yeah.
shit.
So I did notice, I do think that potentially the Lala and Katie fight might have been a little editing magic, a little bit, because hear me
Okay.
out, listeners. Go watch back the episode and check it out. At some scenes, they're behind Katie, because Katie was like behind her back was like the living room, or sorry, the dining room, I think. In some of the clips when they're having this conversation, Allie's cat is in the background and it's the same conversation, and sometimes he's not, and then he is, and then he's not. Like they'll cut back. And so I think they kind of like,
They're like
yeah.
piecing together different conversations to make, like they do in the trailers. Like, this is the perfect example. They showed a trailer for the future season, and Sheena goes, I don't think we'll be together forever. And I don't, that has, the, we don't know the context.
Totally.
Like,
I've had
it's,
the same thought.
yeah. And so I, that theory checks out where, like, maybe Katie said XYZ because there was a different context behind, but then they're like piecing together two different conversations to make it look a little bit more extreme than it is. Wow, that's good. That's you're so observant.
That's Margarita
Observant.
sleuthing right there.
I love that. What else you got?
I liked Lala's analogy of like Ariana having hatred in her heart is like drinking the poison, expecting the other person to die. It's like at the end of the day, like if you're holding the resentment in your heart, you're only hurting yourself, right? Like the other
Wait,
person is
I'm
unaffected.
confused. Can you
Like,
say that analogy again?
yes. Drinking the poison and expecting the other person to die. So that's like what Lala's going through. Yeah. With like
So
Randall and
you're
Sheena.
like poisoning yourself with resentment, but you also want the other person to feel that, but they're not.
Well, no, not necessarily that you want them to feel it. It's just like having hatred is like poison, but to you think that for somehow that's going to affect the other person. It's really only going to hurt you. It's like it's not going to like hurt them. You had it right. You had it right. But I don't think necessarily it means that like you're hoping the other person.
So is this just
Well,
the
yes.
equivalent of like Ariana having been poisoned by Sandoval and then her just kind of being like everyone else should kind of feel the same?
I don't know. We don't need to dwell on it. Baby, I just thought it was a cool quote. I don't
It's
know.
a
Again,
cool
margarita
quote, but I'm like
observations.
still confused.
That's okay. Also
Not going
funny
to be able to
episode.
recover from this.
Well, we also like we haven't talked about a couple of the other older episodes. Like we didn't talk about Tahoe yet.
Wait, yeah. So, okay. That was like a really cool trip. And like I think overall like it seemed like it went well. I like literally just kind of going to it Lala she it, they're at the boat, you know, they're having like a really fun boat party and Lala's trying to like sympathize with Sandoval in the sense that she's like hearing him out, you know, she's listening to him, she's letting him, you know, like actually explain himself. And then, of course, classic Sandoval, shit apologizer, you know, just bringing it back on the other person and you know, defending himself instead of just saying, again, I screwed up, sorry. But no, it has to be, yeah, I screwed up, but you did it too, you know? And it's like, shut the hell up, Sandoval. And so it's just funny. Lala goes, I felt bad for you for 5 fucking seconds. And then you gotta open up your mouth and blah, blah, blah. And that was just so irritating to watch. And I think maybe that's why I enjoyed this episode the most, because I think I finally feel like, wow, Sandoval is just not opening his big fat mouth. And it's just good scenes of like the girls' dynamic, a little bit of drama there, but it's like a good dynamic. And like the boys like getting along together at their steak dinner. And, you know, things are going a little bit smoother. And then like Schwartz and Joe, which is a little cute. They're a little like.
Cute.
Well, not like in a not in like a romantic way, just like a little friend thing, you know? Like they're cute like friends. Like she's literally like a guy. Like they're like the same. I don't
She's so odd. Just like her weird, like blah, blah, blah. Like, what are you? Calm down. Are you on something? Like, why are you freaking out? Like, do you remember that part? When they sat down, who is it? Like,
I thought it was so
Jane?
funny. They're just both such weirdos.
No, she is a different level. That was appalling. Appalling. And then I'm like, maybe she's just in a weird mood. And then it's a different scene where there's something else, and she's still like, so odd.
Love how our impression is polar opposite. That's so
Yeah.
funny.
That is actually interesting. I thought that like
What?
that we have different opinions on that. I don't know. I thought like, wow, there's no way anyone can tolerate this. Like, how is that
Really?
so? Yeah, I don't know.
I just kind of thought of it as like, wow, like she's literally the guy version of Schwartz. Like she's just like quirky and like weird, but like they're both just because they were both acting like silly and funny. And I was like, oh, you know, that's pretty cute. Like what a friendship, you know? Couldn't be me. Like it's not for me. I don't need to, to deal with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I had a different impression.
It's
I...
a good thing none of your friends act that way to you.
it's also a different impression because they have actually slept together.
So that makes it really weird. Like, I feel like it's really weird that that has happened, especially the, oh, it was so even weirder where Schwartz was like, oh, you know, we're kind of like brother and sister. And I was like, no,
Don't say
no.
that. Don't say
That's
that.
disgusting. Like, that's screwed up. Yeah, that was really interesting. I guess when you put it that way, if I rewatch the
So odd.
episode, I'll be laughing. But yeah, so far so
Do you know what
good.
I was face palming at from the Tahoe
What?
trip is when Allie, they're in the gondola. And Allie is terrified of heights.
Oh my God, and James is jumping up and down, being such an ass.
Tormenting her. And literally it cuts to him being in the interview, like, or talking to someone, I forget what the situation was, but he's like, yeah, Allie's afraid of heights. It's okay, I'll be there for her. Like, I'll hold her hand, do whatever she needs me to do. Cut to gondola. He's literally jumping up and down. She's like, James, stop. And he's like, whoa.
Dude, Bravo is so good with their cuts. Like, even in this episode, Ariana was like, yeah, you know, I haven't let myself, when she was talking about the photo shoot for her new cocktail book, which, by the way, the photos came out amazing. I thought it was really cool. We should check out that cocktail book and maybe test out a cocktail.
Oh,
That would
that's a
be
great
really fun.
idea.
Maybe when we do like a recording on like the weekend, that'll be pretty like a fun idea. But anyways, it was really funny because there was one picture of her, like, I think bashing something with like a golf set. And Ariana was like, yeah, you know, it was so therapeutic doing that. I feel like I haven't let myself ever really be angry. And then Bravo cuts to right after Ariana flipping the fuck out, like for several scenes. Being so angry.
It's so th I love the editing.
Oh my
It's so
God, Bravo is
funny.
so good at
And
that.
I also noticed again when they were filming like James and Ellie at their house and they were cutting away to the next scene, literally for like a split second, they showed a plane flying above their house. They're
Oh
just
my God,
like
yeah. It's so quiet over here.
they're like really
Blaine.
making that a thing all season, which is
Dude, it's a
hilarious.
absolute jokes.
Goodness. What did you think about the meditative healer person that came
Dude,
to
I was
their
laughing at
house?
Sheena the whole time. She
You
just
were
looked.
laughing.
Yes, she looked so uncomfortable the whole time. The camera kept zooming in on Sheena. Just Sheena's literally sitting there, like next to Sandoval, being like, "Do I have to sit next to him?" And then, literally, Brock like joined James and Allie when the healer lady was like, "Hey, you guys should pair up." And then Sheena's like, "Brock, you want to come here and help me out?" And he's like, "No, I'll be over here with James and Allie." And you just see Sheena like shitting a brick. So I don't know. I thought it was just really funny that Bravo just kept like zooming in on her face because you can see how terrified she was.
I felt really, again, that we have different
What did you
different
think?
takes. Well, because also, I mean, I thought this in the time of, but also since Lala has said that like that day is like the most like shaken up she's ever seen Sheena. And so,
Yeah.
like, you know that she was just having like the shittiest day ever. She's obviously has like some kind of, Brock pissed her off and they're not in a good spot. And that, I think that's what started it. And then she had to be paired with Sandoval, which, like, Brock was like, yeah, I thought you wanted to like have time with him and, meant they like, I think that's totally fair, like.
No, honestly, I feel really bad for Sheena, and like, thank God we haven't experienced being in her situation, but I feel like I can relate to her 1%. Like, because our situation was smaller. I won't use names, but you would know that we had two really good friends that were together for like 4.5 years. And I mean, I got really close with our friend's partner. And obviously, our friend was our friend first because we went to school with him. And so he was, our first friend and our really good friend. However, his partner, I got really close with him when they were dating in that 4.5 year relationship. So when they broke up, like, it was weird and it was really hard. And it was even harder because when I hung out with the partner, the friend, our friend, was really upset by it and like didn't
After
like
your
that.
breakup, yeah.
Right.
I mean, their
Rightfully so.
breakup, not your
Well,
breakup.
yeah. But rightfully so. Like, I understand that. And that's why I had to cut ties with the partner. But then again, it wasn't like malicious or anything. It was just like, I'm with my friend, like, and so in that case, like, I get, like, it was weird. It was really hard, but it's not as in-depth as Sheena because Sheena and Sandoval, like she said, were like best friends for 10 years, so much longer, much closer. They were friends before Ariana and Sandoval were even together.
That's true.
So like her hurt is way deeper. So I do feel really
Yeah.
bad 'cause like she's mourning too. What do you think?
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You think something different.
No, I agree, and I do remember like I understand Sheena, and I know they have like some pretty bad clips of her recently talking about Ariana of like she's come a long way from being my backup dancer. It's like,
Oh, that was such a low blow. Like, why would they
yeah,
even put that?
why would she even say that
That
is
was
the
also
real
really,
question.
well, yeah, that was weird. That
And
was really
like
weird.
I know she's making a lot of things about herself, but like I have these in my notes. I was just venting to my when my phone was just typing it. But at the end of the day, you gotta watch out for yourself. No one else is gonna put you first, like you have to put yourself first. And she was, affected by the breakup. And I don't know. I'm like 50-50 on Sheena right now.
So what are you trying to say? Are you saying Sheena is right for putting herself first, or you're saying she's doing it too much?
I think both can be true. I think she's right to put herself first, but like, I don't know. Like, at the end of the day, Ariana is the one that went through it, and you're saying that you're Team Ariana all the way to the death. Like, it's the actions aren't really matching the words, and like, people have said that like she's had a tendency to kind of do this, like, where all of a sudden, like, she'll say she's super close with the guy. Remember, there's so many scenes of her being like, yeah, he's like my best friend. He's like my best friend. And granted, she was dating those people, but still, like, I think she gets a lot of, like, they say that, like, Sheena gets a lot of validation from men. And so there's just, like, something, like, a little bit about that that I just doesn't sit right with me.
No, that's super valid. Yeah, it is tough. I mean, at the end of the day, like, what Sandoval did was really messed up. Like, it's just hard for me to really think, like, yeah, Sheena, you are mourning your friend. Like, that makes sense. But also, forgive him. Sure, fine. But it doesn't necessarily mean you need to be friends with him. I mean, he's not the person you thought he was. Like,
Right.
I think Katie said it really well, where she was like, forgive him, you know, but move on. Like, you don't need to be friends with him. He's full of shit.
Yeah. And obviously, like, their situation is so different because I think we talked about this maybe like off the pod, but in any other breakup situation, or like, imagine that happening to you and you're not on TV. You're just, you know, you're never seeing them again.
Yeah.
Your friends are probably not friends with him anymore.
Hopefully
And
not.
you don't need to mend that relationship like at all. And your friends don't either. But for the show, like, they're kind of forcing them
Well, yeah, like the
together.
Tahoe trip. Like, if the f show didn't force it, they would not have invited Sandoval at all.
Totally. And just like this whole season, they're bringing Sandoval in a lot, and
Yeah, 'cause for the
Ariana's
show, right?
forced to face him, you know, in any other
Yeah.
situation. You're never seeing them again, you know? And that's that. And your friends will, like, you know, probably pick your side. But the fact that they're around him, Sheena is like reliving those old memories of, oh, he brought me into all the photos. And like, because she's still spending time with him and he's groveling, then she's just like, you know, becoming closer and closer to forgiving him.
Also, another thing I thought of too is like Sandoval didn't just make one great big mistake. He's made a million. Like a
That's so
million.
true.
Like he's cheated on Ariana more than once. We already talked about this, that he's cheated on her a few times. He cheated on Kristen a few times. He's constantly lied about his infidelity. Like, ha at that point, what does that say about this person? How is that a value friendship add to your life? You know, like you have Brock, you're married, we're older now. Why do you still want to stick around people like that? All right, so he was there for you once upon a time when you needed money during COVID. Guess what? Be thankful for that. Forgive him. Move the F on. Like, this is not a good person. Whatever. I can't even talk about him anymore. It's like draining me. Like, another thing that's like so crazy, and then we should move on to traitors, is freaking Jax and Brittany. So they talked about it in this episode. Okay, so
Yeah.
this is the craziest shit about Bravo, is the fact that because we follow all these people, we already know the outcome. But then when we watch the episode, it's obviously filmed like, I don't know, a year ago. So the fact that like Jax and Brittany were basically happy a year ago, and you have Lala and Katie being like, Jax is, you know, fooling around with other women and they're still worried about it. And then now we know a year later that, okay, they split. That's like crazy pants to me, because it's like, Brittany, you saw this coming. You got married with him. You had a baby with him. He cheated on Stassi multiple times. He cheated on you multiple times, and you still decided to marry him and have a baby with him. Are you really surprised? I think Andy Cohen even said it, like a Watch What Happens Live, which was like, whoa, nobody, you know, warned Britney besides her mother, Katie, Ariana,
Oh,
Lala, James, like me, Lisa, and just kept listing all these people. Like,
I
oh
know, I
shit, poor
know.
Britney, who's such a saint.
She is. She, I know. I'm like, remember Route and Hale. That was because he
Yeah.
cheated on her, and lo
You
and behold.
have such a good southern accent.
Thank you. Say it with me. Once a cheater,
Always a
always a
cheater.
cheater. Thank you very much.
I've never cheated. I don't think I can.
No, me either. And yeah. Have you?
I just have emotions like a normal person
Yeah,
and
and
feel
I
good,
do.
and then I also laugh about it too. I'm a terrible liar.
That's a very good point.
You'd be
You
like,
would be very
did you
bad.
cheat on me? No.
Just, yeah, exactly. If you ask you anything, at least like if three times, you'll get the truth. And the laughing will give the hint. That's why you keep asking, and then eventually you
I
say
don't
yeah.
even lie. Have I ever lied to you?
No, I'm not talking about lying. I'm talking about
Oh.
Jez, do you want the rest of my this? No. Are you sure? No. Like, I don't need it. Like, I'm full.
It's
Okay.
because you just push so hard. So I'm like, ugh,
Because
take
I
it.
can tell when you're going to say yes.
I dive into peer pressure. What can I say?
It's
Mui.
okay. At least you're self-aware. That's like the
The
first step.
funny, the funny is, Jazz, let's go out for drinks. Nah, I can't do it. Come on. Ah, shit. Okay. Twist my arm.
It takes zero actual pressure for you to succumb
I've
to
been
some.
pretty good though at saying no to things now.
Yeah, you've been better.
Yeah, I'm growing up.
I'm happy for you.
I'm maturing. Traitors. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy
Truly,
shit.
yeah.
That was insane. That was insane. And I even listened to a few podcasts about it too, because they were talking about it. And some podcasts actually say that the ending was a little staged. But I don't see how that is possible. So let's talk through it. So, as per usual, Traitors was excellent. If you folks on the phone who don't watch it, go on Peacock right now. It's $6 a month and binge watch the shit out of it. It's so damn good. I'm rewatching season one because.
What? See, that's the thing. Season one, I was like not into it.
Are you
I was
kidding me?
watching because
How?
you loved it
How
and
is
you
that?
wanted to talk about it. I'm a good friend.
You're saying you watched season one because of me? You didn't want like it?
Yeah, like I liked House of Villains more than the first season of Traitors, and I
Okay,
didn't really like House of Villains that
I
much.
pushed you to watch House of Villains. You were so like resistant to it, and I was like, dude, it's good. And then you loved it.
Well, that's why I'm using it as an example of
Did
I
you
like it
gaslight
less
me?
than no.
That's
No,
not even
because like
gaslighting. That's just lying.
no, because House of Villains too, like a lot of our favorite people that we started watching for, like the Bravo people, were gone very quickly. So
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
kind of
That's
lost
true.
interest.
And they were more like
But
civilians too at season one, like non-famous people. Like not all of them, but there were a few.
that's so true for Traitors. Yeah.
Like the two people that were in the finale, Quentin and Andy, who are with Suri. Suri was famous from Survivor. Like she and fuck man, she played a phenomenal game at season one. Phenomenal traitor game. Because the traitors in season two were absolutely shit, which we'll get into. But Andy and Quentin were just normal people. Like Andy was like a music producer and Quentin was like, think he was like a, something in politics. I don't know. And I'm like, you're kind of a
Yeah.
dumbass for being a person in politics, but okay. He's
What?
so stupid. He was so
Oh.
stupid at playing
I
the
don't remember which
game.
one Andy was.
She's the girl with like
Even.
short hair. I don't.
No, I put it out of my brain, I guess.
No.
Either way,
But.
season two was leaps and bounds better.
Epic. Well, Epic Game of the Faithfuls. Terrible, terrible, terrible game of the traitors. Like, Oh my God. Where do we even begin?
I start at the
Dan.
beginning, I guess.
Start
We'll
with
just do
Dan.
like a, yeah.
The whole time, Dan was weird. Everyone came on to him and was like, Dan, you're being sus. And he had nothing to defend himself.
Yeah, he was playing the game of like, if I just don't say anything, people aren't gonna like deconstruct what
Just
I'm saying.
stupid.
And that only works for so long, right? Like, or hey, Dan, you haven't your opened your mouth in a week. Like, it's starting to be a little bit weird.
It's also like even if he wasn't a traitor and he still played that game, he wasn't even saying who the traitor was.
Yeah, he was like,
So it's like,
oh, I'm thinking about it.
yeah, and it's like, okay, that's sus as shit. You know why you can't think of anyone? Because you're the fucking traitor. Like, bitch, what?
Was ridiculous.
And obviously, Parvati got caught in that trap fire because her and Dan were sneaking around the castle the whole effing time. And how did people think it was Parvati again? It was Peter who like came on to her so fast. I forgot exactly what it was.
Did Peter call Parvati's name out when he was about to get voted off, maybe?
No, so before that, so basically Dan was the first traitor to get out. And then when Dan left, he put out Phaedra's name. So that got everyone
Oh.
being like, whoa, what the hell? Like Phaedra, like that's super sus and weird. And then Peter had caught on to that, but then I forgot how Peter caught on to Parvati, though. I can't remember if it was Parvati defending Dan. And then Peter was like, why are you defending a traitor?
So let me know if I'm remembering this correctly or not. I don't know if you remember, but it might have been his little like tet, like his little trick thing that he was doing. Remember, he was saying,
He got that. Oh, so he did the shield, right? You're talking about the shield?
yes, when he t
Ergy
only
having the
told
shield?
or it was
That's how we
Ergy or
got Dan
Trishar or
out.
whatever. Oh.
So Peter gave a trap. Peter was on to Dan, and Peter told Dan, and maybe Parvati was in the
I
room.
think he told
So
someone
that's.
else too. I think there were two. Yeah.
And he basically said, Trishel, no. Yeah, I think he said CT or Trishel had the shield when really it was Bergy who had the shield, and the traitors were trying to get out Peter's like faithful posse group. And so when the traitors were like, let's get Bergy out because he's like too, he's on to us, they fell for the trap. And that's him. And then Peter was like, I know for a fact I told Dan this. So like Dan's a traitor. But maybe that was part of Parvati. And then there was some other stuff too where he thought of Parvati that I forget. But
Oh,
yeah,
I
that
feel
was
so
like so
bad.
badly played.
Like Peter was crushing it. He did such a good
Oh,
job and he
yeah.
orchestrated all of this too, and I feel bad that he didn't get any of the winnings, but he did kind of lose it when he started trusting Parvati, and they're like, whoa, what? You were just like.
So Peter made a mistake though, which shot him in the foot, and that was him trying to collude with Phaedra and Parvati. Like that was not a good look. And
Yeah.
I think he overdid it. Where, like, to your point, he did so good orchestrating the whole, all right, it's Dan, then it's Parvati, then it's Phaedra. Like, he literally got it all right. But I think he did too much and was too vocal about it that it shot him in the foot. But at the end of the day, it's still kind of cool that his, like, legacy, CT and Trishel, like, made it to the finale. So it's just like it's still a part of Peter, like regardless of the money, like they were still like a team. The one thing that literally Phaedra fucked up so hard, because to be honest, she was cruising being a traitor. Like she
She
was doing a really
was,
good
yeah.
job being charming, unsuspected. Then people started gunning for her, but she was still doing good until she picked Kate. She should have picked Peter. Because then she could have turned it around him and said, look, I told you Peter was a traitor all along and you never listened to me because
So
Peter had
true.
suspected Peter. And you know what? That was what Peter said in the reunion too. He was like, "Phaedra, I don't know why you didn't pick me to be a traitor."
That's a good call,
Because they
because
picked him the first time and he rejected it, but the second time was life or death. Would Peter have chosen death?
yeah, would he die for the faithfuls? I don't know.
It's still money at the end of the day. Could have easily
Yeah,
won it.
yeah. That's a good
But
question.
when she picked
Ooh, what
Kate,
could
that
have
was like
been?
super terrible move because
Yeah.
Kate didn't help her at all. Like she was already under major suspect. And then
Yeah.
Kate shot her damn self in the foot because when Phaedra was voted out, Kate had to open her big fat mouth and say, "You are being really selfish."
Yeah.
And when
It's like
Kate looked so bad because first she defended Phaedra and then voted her out the next day and then called her selfish.
I honestly thought Kate was gonna be much better at this, at being a traitor than she was.
Me too. Me too. But she said so herself. She was like, "I can't manipulate, lie." And she's like, she said that. She's like, "It does fuck with your head, you know?"
Yeah. And in the reunion, Larsa made a really good point where she's basically saying, like, two gamers won, right? Like,
Yeah.
versus, and the gamers are there to play the game and they have experience in it, whereas the Bravo people are kind of there to like have a good time, put on a show. Like their, mindsets are very different, like
And the
reality
Bravo
TV versus the
people are
games.
emotional because when they do reality TV, it's real life. It's their real emotions. Whereas the gamers, I think it was like Dan who said it really well. He goes, "We do this for sport, you know, like we're not here to make friends. Like we're here to play a game."
Whoa, that was like transformational. What an amazing observation.
Sometimes I can be a little
Your mind
observant.
is sharper than you think tonight.
If I care about something, I'm really sharp. If I
That's
don't,
true.
it's whoop. No idea what happened.
No, that's
No,
a
but
really good point. Like real life versus playing a game and
well, speaking of that, do you think MJ should get over it?
She was so salty at the reunion.
So salty.
Like, I thought, oh, like later on the reunion, it'll make me feel better about MJ losing. Did not make me feel better. Like, she was even more bitter, and I felt so bad. And like, we obviously love MJ.
Yeah.
She's like such a Bravo OG, and she was pretty good at the game, Like,
I
she
thought
is
she was
actually smart.
terrible.
I don't know. I think she's the Bravo personality of a lot of people liked her.
So this is where my thing is that because it's a game, the way I look at it is from a different lens in the sense that you need to be good at the game. So that is twofold. You need to be good at the competition because you need to win money through it. And then, like, they didn't even get the full 250,000 because they had so many weaklings, you know, with the competition. So it's like you're still trying to, you need to win it to make the money. Otherwise, if you're not winning it, you're not making anything. And so that's number one. And then number two is you have to be conniving and smart or just like, you know, really good at like kind of puzzling, you know, just putting things together, right? And like personally, I feel like MJ was one of those people who were, I forget who said it, if they said it in season one, but she was one of those players that were like the silent player that just kind of like cruised by. And like she didn't compete in any of the competitions and she was always on the wrong team. She always voted incorrectly. Like she never sided with Trishelle. When Trishelle was like, "Dude, vote for Phaedra," she didn't vote for Phaedra. She voted for Peter. When she voted for Sandra when Trishelle again was like, "Bro, it's not Sandra." And literally MJ goes, "Sandra, I think it's you. If it's not, my heart's gonna be crushed." And Sandra was like, "Your heart is gonna be crushed, I'm a fucking faithful." And like MJ just keep constantly getting it wrong. She did well because, to your point, like, yeah, she was well liked, but they also kept her around because she was dumb.
Yeah,
Think
that's a
about
good
it.
point.
It's a
Yeah.
strategy, right? You still want to keep a few dumb people. Like Shireen season one, she did so good at being a traitor because she kept the dummies next to her, Quentin and Andy. She got them to like her. She was so charismatic. She wasn't that good at the challenges, so she kept the strong ones next to her to help her with the challenges. And she kept the emotional people close to her to make sure she was well liked. And then at the end, she was
Cool.
like, I'm a traitor, suck bitches. And that's kind of what CT and Trishelle did. They played the game, the best faithful game, in a more
You are
traitor way.
so passionate about this.
I
I
love murder mysteries.
that is a murder mystery. I mean, yeah,
But
honestly,
I love
like
the
props
show.
to them. Yeah, it was a very good season. Like this season, I actually was like, oh, there's a new episode tonight. Let's go. You know, like it was much more engaging and enticing than the previous season,
Yay.
I think.
Well, I'm glad you liked it this season. I thought it was phenomenal. Did you like what I texted you?
Oh my gosh. I was like,
I was
okay. I was.
losing my actual shit. Like, I want you to know that. That, like, I was watching the finale with my hand, phone in my hand, screaming at the TV, rage texting
Yeah, I know.
you.
That was ridiculous. Wait,
What,
yeah,
my
I think I was just. Yeah, I think I
texting?
was just on the elliptical, like reading my book. I was like, I just need to like decompress. And then your texts start coming in. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, I'll check it every few minutes because I know I can't keep up. I'm not gonna like I want to react to you, but I'm not gonna tell you yes or no because you're like, ah, I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm gonna bomb. I'm so stressed. Who wind? But don't tell me. Gee damn it. This me right now. I'm gonna pass away. They're still voting. These fucking idiots! Don't tell me nothing still. I've had three texts in that time that there's been 15. Let's fucking. Don't tell me again! Hey! Let's fucking go! But shh. Like, I was like, I'm yawning. Like, there's no value I can add
There's
here. There's
so
nothing I can
I
do
just had to
here.
let it out. I had to text you. I had to do it. It
I
was my
know.
coping mechanism. Nothing. It made me feel good.
This is everything and more I've wanted. But shh. Not finish, I'm yet. Focus. They got killed. I left KG. Thank God. And then there's like a little space of time, a few minutes. Shit, no. Fuck no. Are they gonna smoke MJ? Shut the fuck up. And I said, I will continue to shush. And then him was laughing like the evilest villain there ever was. MJ is gonna be smoked.
Dude,
Fuck. Shut the
that was
fuck
a
up.
roller
What? This is
coaster.
crazy. Crazy. Trishelle picks CT. Sorry, CY. I'm exhausted. This is insanity. Oh my days. Fuck, what a journey. I feel so bad for MJ. Finished. My God, what an ending. And scene. That was all of my texts from Jazz. I should probably
Wow.
count how many that was. That's
That was incredible.
a lot. I'm out of
That
breath. Please, a moment for
was
hydration.
amazing.
Tell your piece.
Ooh, wow. I feel like more relieved just from going through that. It was a roller coaster. It was a wild ride. It was so insane.
Did you
So
think it was
this.
crazy or like what was your initial reaction?
Can you imagine there's actually a camera and I'm like so calm, just sitting there, just rage texting you, but acting very calm. No, it was my damn shit. But no, so this is the part where a podcast was saying, I forget who said this, but they were like, maybe the producers set this up. They had told Trishelle to vote for CT. So to go back, CT voted for MJ. MJ voted for Trishelle. And Trishelle voted for CT. So they were in like a deadlock. And Alan was like, you have to vote again. And so a conspiracy theory is that the producers told Trishelle to do that. My thing is, how though? Because they obviously can't tell MJ who to vote.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Right? And it's just weird because CT and Trishel said it from the very beginning that we are going to end this game together. And we're not going to trust nobody else. Even if they might be faithful, we're not trusting them. I only trust each other, like you. And
yeah,
so
I get
it was
that.
weird that Trishel flipped on him at the last minute, which I get where CT was being sus. And it's like, was that just a game to play it up for the cameras where CT voted against Trishel's ideas to make it look like they were going through a rift, but in reality, they were just like one.
I don't know. It doesn't really make sense.
Right?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't make
Yeah, I
sense that
know.
it was rigged or that it wasn't rigged. Like, it still doesn't make sense that Trishel wrote CT.
If we were in this game together, would you fuck me over?
No, we can buy our
Really?
cookie toast together. I also, neither of us could be in this game past 2 weeks.
I mean, there's no way in hell I would be a traitor.
Or
Like,
two
if
nights
they
in
picked me
between.
as a traitor, I would die the next day. Like, I wouldn't make it.
Who do you identify the most with from this season? Like, who do you think is closest to you that you would have been, like, what they did in the game is what you would have done in the game?
Oh my God. That's such a hard question. I mean, there's 22 players to like think from, and like, I don't think I'm as smart as Peter. Like, I'm also not an MJ. Like, I would do the competitions. Like, you and I would do, like, we work out. Like, we would do the competitions. Like, we'd be fine. Like, we'd be good at it. I think it's like the mental stuff that is really hard. First, I would have to be faithful to even make it beyond 24
Yeah.
hours. That would be number one. Number two, dude, to be quite honest, maybe Ek and Sue. I would have drank that wine. Someone gave me
Yeah.
alcohol, be like, hell yeah, girl, give it to me. You
So
know?
true.
And then I'd be dead because Harv gave me wine. What about
Barb!
you? Parv, yeah. We call her Parv. That means
That's
parvity.
hilarious.
What about you, though?
I think you're a peppermint. I just
You think
kidding.
I'm a peppermint? Dude, that she is
I'm just
way
kidding.
too fabulous.
I'm
Like, I am
just
nowhere near
kidding.
there. You're a
No,
peppermint.
I don't even remember like much about Peppermint's personality. It's just like an ongoing joke, Bob and I have, because like, so like they brought a peppermint up like an episode or two later, and they're like, someone's like, yeah, I miss Peppermint. And we're just like dying laughing, like just like a serious situation. Just like, yeah, Peppermint really brought the heat.
Peppermint was like loud and just she was a queen. I mean, she was fabulous. She was just really loud and she fucked up herself, to be honest. She
Yeah.
literally stumbled upon her own words and said, if I was a traitor, oh shit, I mean faithful. And it's like, bro,
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
sus as shit. Like, what?
Yeah.
Because originally she was the most popular.
That's true.
When they play that game.
Yeah, that was a weird game.
Who said they miss Peppermint?
Papermate. I don't remember.
Why are
Who
you
says
saying with a
what?
southern accent? Who had a southern
I don't
accent?
know. We just say, I don't know. We just say that. We just say dumb shit. Was
It's
Max the
funny.
first one to get out?
Johnny Bananas.
Oh, I forgot. When I saw Johnny Bananas, I was like, what's he? He's just like bouncing from reality TV house competition to reality
I know.
TV
I mean,
competition.
he's really good at it, though. And that's why they voted him out, because he was like, he's won the challenge like 7 times. And then he won House of Villains, as you know. And so, yeah, they were just intimidated by him. Like, we got to get him out right away. And then I
Totally.
think the second person was Peppermint.
I think you're a Bergie.
I was, yeah, I could.
Bergie energy.
I could be burgalicious.
Burgalicious.
I don't know who you'd be. I feel like I was about to say, I feel like I don't well know you well enough. That's not what I meant to say. No, I mean, I don't know. No, I feel like I don't know you well enough, and I think I need to know you better.
Yeah, I think we need to spend more time together than we already do. Do you want to spend the weekend with me?
Why are you saying that like you're dreading it? Why are you saying that in such a negative light? Do you not like spending
No,
time with me?
I love spending time with you.
Do you?
Yes, of course. If I didn't, then I wouldn't do it.
That's true.
Sorry,
That's
I'm
really.
absolutely parched this evening.
You want some water? Just check my glass at the
Yeah,
laptop.
can I have some?
No, but in all
Anyway.
seriousness, though, I feel like I don't know you. I feel like I don't know you in that way, only because we haven't really taken any classes together. Like when you and I hang out, like we hang out in like a fun, like off work mode. Like I haven't seen you in that mode where you're like puzzling, you know, like I've seen you physically puzzle, but I've never seen you at work. I've never seen you at school. So like I just don't know like how your brain kind of works, and it's hard for me. Like, for example, you could easily be a Peter if I, but like, are you though? Like, I don't know. Peter's smart as shit.
No, I think like I would be Dan if Dan was a faithful, like, but like I would have done his actual, how he's like quiet to not draw attention to him. I think in that situation, I would have been a little bit more reserved and just like observing. So I feel like I would sort of been like quiet and observing, and then yeah, I don't know.
I definitely see that.
Yeah. That's why God gave us two ears and one mouth. So you listen more and talk less.
It's true.
Yeah.
Dude, that was super wise.
I know, right?
Who would be a Trishelle? She was like
What do you mean,
very
who?
determined. Like, I'm just thinking from our friend group. Like, do we have a Trishelle?
Oh.
Like, a part of me thinks like Steph, but not maybe not for like the physical competition part. Trishelle was like, dude, she and CT really deserved it. They gave it their all, strategically, mentally, and physically. They freaking brought it. It was really, truly remarkable.
I understand why they did what they did with MJ, 'cause like they just could not risk it, like maybe
Yeah.
she's just
I mean,
playing
MJ was in
dumb
the
and
wrong crowd the whole time. She was in the wrong group. She
yeah.
did it to herself.
I felt so bad though.
I did
But
feel
I get it.
bad. Yeah.
That was a crazy season.
It was. Should we end with a would you rather? Do you
Yeah.
have more to
Ooh.
say?
Oh
Do you have one for me this time?
my gosh, you sound so disappointed, like you know I don't. But I can think of one.
Okay. Should edit this dead silence. It's super awkward.
I think I should leave it in so people can get the suspense building. Well, I have one, but I feel like we might have like actually talked about this question way back. Would you rather be on House of Villains or Traitors?
No, last time we did, would you rather be in Traitors or Survivor? So we should do something different.
Oh yeah, that's true. Survivor is
Yeah.
back too. Very
Yeah,
excited.
I'm watching. Obviously not tonight because we're here.
Nothing right now.
But no, I'll catch up.
Okay, if you could win any reality show reality competition, not thinking about like the most money where you'd get, but like what you think you'd probably have the best chances of winning, which one do you think it would be?
But that's not would you rather. You know what? I'll give it to you. You tried. Try again next time.
Would you rather make pancakes or waffles?
Oh, that's a good one. So here's the thing. I am such a waffle girl, but I'm always craving pancakes. But if I go to a
What?
run. Yeah, I know. I crave pancakes all the time, but when I go to a restaurant, I'm gonna order the waffle. I'm so weird. I don't know.
Exhaust me.
Oh
Oh my gosh, like, what do I even do with that information? Like,
I think I don't know. I just feel like pancakes look Like the thought of a pancake seems more appetizing and like dreamier, but when I'm ready to like, okay, what am I gonna eat? I feel like a waffle is like tastier because it's like a little crunchy, and you know it's a little bit more aesthetically like it looks cooler, you know. And then what's kind of nice too is because of like the divots in it, it like holds the syrup properly as well.
Oh yeah.
So you get more of that better bite, whereas on the pancake, sometimes it's kind of hit or miss because if they don't cook it well, it could be a little too mushy on the inside. But I also love crepes, so.
I was gonna add crepes to the list. Do you know what I made on Saturday?
Crepes? Wait, you lied. You said you made apple pancakes.
I made apple pancakes on Sunday.
Now I'm confused.
What if I told you I could make both?
Wait, you were with me on Saturday. What are you talking about?
Saturday
You made
morning.
crepes for breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, how did you do that?
I made Polish crepes. They're called naleśniki. They're basically like the same thing,
Oh,
but they're less
yeah, I know.
pretentious. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like the it's like less delicate, I guess, than a crepe, but still very similar. And it's super easy. My mom texted me the recipe, and like I've made it enough with my mom growing up that I knew what the consistency had to be like of the batter. And
Wow.
I did goat cheese and egg for the savory,
Whoa.
and then banana, strawberry, Nutella for the sweet.
Shut up. That sounds so good. Can
So
you send me the
good.
recipe?
Yeah.
That sounds
Very
bomb.
simple.
We
Yeah.
should make crepes this weekend. I don't want to bake an
Oh.
egg and cheese.
Oh,
You
I
don't even
always
eat
wanted an egg and
bacon.
cheese. Yeah, I can just bring my own turkey bacon.
I bought you turkey bacon last time and you didn't even touch it.
I think it was hidden.
You put it in the fridge. You hid it from
Yeah,
yourself.
I can eat it without bacon. It's fine, it's fine, it's fine. I do love an egg and cheese, but we could do
Send
crepes
me the
this
crepe
week.
recipe. What would you pick? Waffle or pancake though?
Always waffle. Pancakes, like,
No.
not really my thing. Yeah. I mean, it's basically the same batter, like you're saying, it's just the texture and the crispiness of a waffle, but
Yeah.
like a ski mountain waffle,
Done.
nothing compares.
Done. The best. The oh my
Okay,
yeah.
wait, ski mountain waffle or crepe?
Oh shit, that's
I
so
know.
hard. Fuck.
Yeah, it's kind of like a serious question. Make sure you think about it.
Wait, that's like a really good would you rather. Would you rather have a crepe or a ski mountain waffle? We should edit that. That's the question you should have asked. Good job. You gave me a would you rather. That was so good. I'm so proud of you.
I
This
didn't
is
think about it beforehand. I just need time to brainstorm. I'm a designer. I need to brainstorm.
That's true. That's true. Well, you did good, kid. You did good. This is really freaking hard. It's actually hurting my brain.
I
Like, I
know.
don't know.
The whole world's gonna explode if you don't choose. It's like either choose or the world explodes, so you
The
have to
ski
choose one.
mountain waffle is slaps so damn hard, and it slaps even harder because you're exhausted from skiing. You know, it's cold, and when you eat the waffle, it's so warm and moist, and just like the chocolate syrup on top, like, it's so good. But then crepes, like, I've never had a bad crepe. They freaking slap like shit, you know? Gun to my head, ski mountain waffle. What'd you
I
pick?
was gonna say the same,
But
cause
I'd be really sad. I'd be sad.
your argument for crepes is a good point. Like a ski mountain waffle, I don't even get the chocolate. It is so perfect on its
It's,
own.
yeah, you don't need anything.
A crepe, it has to have something,
You need
right?
toppings. Yeah. And
Yeah.
I've eat, and you know what? It goes well savory or sweet. I like them
Exactly.
both.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh
Like,
man.
I used to get crepes all the time as a kid. My grandparents would take me to their country club growing up, and we'd always order like pizza and then we'd have like crepes for dessert. And I put like whipped cream and strawberry bananas, a little bit of chocolate syrup.
Oh
Dude, it
my
was good. Maybe I think like a little
gosh.
sprinkles too at that time. So crepes
That
give me like
sounds
childhood
good.
memories as well because of that.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice story.
Yeah,
Your
so.
perfect
All
waffle.
right, ski mound waffle it is. is the winner.
We know.
I'm kind of bummed we're not going to your parents' condo just because of this conversation. Because then, like, we'd have a little, like, ski little trip, you know, but we'll have
Get
fun at the Cape.
waffles. Yeah, we will for sure.
Where are we going?
Mashpee.
I don't think I've been there.
Well, you will very soon.
I know, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
Well, you'll have a good hiatus from me the rest of this
Wow, it's
evening.
gonna be a full. Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, it's gonna be like not even 48 hours.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be like 42
Or maybe it'll
hours.
be 40. Yeah. Wow. Are you gonna
Use
be
the.
okay?
Oh, I'll be fine. Are you gonna be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Reset. Yeah, that's it. I don't know. Can you bring Ticket to Ride?
Course,
Sick.
let's go.
I wanna play Clue so badly, but nobody wants to play Clue with me.
I play Clue.
Yeah, but it can't just be the two of us. It's not a two-person game.
We just hide out in one of the rooms and play Clue by ourselves.
We hide out in our room and we're just sitting
Our
there. Our friends
room.
are like, where the hell are these two hooligans? Oh my God.
Yeah,
Even
excited for our
better.
little girls trip. Yeah.
You're puzzling on the side playing Clue. They open the door and they're like, yeah, that's a no for me. Yeah, I'm excited for a girls trip too. It's gonna be a good time. And
Yeah.
I gotta make that thing for our friend.
Oh my gosh, you keep reminding me. I literally keep forgetting. I have to set a reminder.
What are you gonna make?
I don't know.
Yeah,
Do you know?
yeah, I
Oh,
do.
okay. I do actually have an idea.
What is your idea?
Don't want to say it. What's your idea?
What? I don't want to say
Okay,
it.
we're not gonna say it then.
What? Well, I don't know
Mine's
how to
not
make
gonna
it
be
right now.
funny.
I have like ideas in my head. I'm just not sure if I can make it come to fruition. So I don't know.
Okay.
I'm gonna experiment right now and see how to make this work.
Ah, okay. I think I will too.
Right. Well, you go
I
enjoy
promise.
that. Thank you for the folks on the phone. Wait, what do you promise?
I promise that we're not doing the same thing.
I'm making a video. What are you making?
Not a video.
Perfect. Okay. Very cool. Well, thank you everyone on the phone for listening to us again. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll catch you next time. Do you have anything else, Mon?
We love you.
We love you too. All right, take care, guys, and I will talk to you
Bye.
later.
Sobranos.
Dobranoc. Bye.